Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Corporation. How's it baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes. That is right. You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And I am joined by my co-host, Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth, the Sentinel himself, the man who always brings a surprise because he's the man wonder.
Yep, eating a pudding pop, not rectally. Keeping it real, man. I'm feeling a little better tonight than I've been. I've been black pill lately, but I'm still not right back to a red pill. I'm still black pilled right now. I'm still black pill Will, but I'm feeling a little bit better. I have a slight sense of optimism, but nothing like I once had. How are you boys feeling? How you feeling, V?
Well, you know, what's the sound that it makes when you take it rectally?
Ricky. I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Ricky. Okay, anyways.
Wrecked him. I merely killed him.
Yeah, we also got Theo here with us. He's joining us this evening. How you doing, Theo?
Hi, I'm good, man.
The man behind the pudding pops.
Oh, man.
That sounds wrong. It just sounds really wrong.
Why did it have to be pudding pops? Couldn't it have been Jell-O pops? Can't you freeze Jell-O too?
I don't think they sell Jell-O pudding pops anymore because of the whole rape thing, but...
Well, I mean,
I had to settle for these.
It would be pudding, it'd just be Jell-O pops. Wouldn't it just be Jell-O Pops?
Well, there's Jell-O Pops, which were the fruit ones, and then there's Jell-O Pudding Pops, which are the chocolate ones. I believe. It's been a long time.
I never paid much attention to Bill Cosby growing up. I didn't see the allure.
We also, what was that cartoon that he had, too? With
Fat Albert?
Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, that was pretty dope. I like Fat Albert. I didn't realize he was behind that until after the fact, or at least part of it or something. I don't know. Yeah, I still don't, like I said, I still don't know what to make of him. We got some interesting characters on our outro. And they're all, you know, at least they're heroes and anti-heroes in their own right. So Gives me a good laugh. That's all that matters.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And Mom should approve, yes. So, oh, yeah, I've been having fun today. I'm still battling out with the feds trying to get my freaking money that they owe me. And, you know, I'm not one for drama, but at the same time, I do... promised everybody that, you know, as a public figure, I'd be an open book. And the point of me having a show is to put all my personal experiences out there on the air as a matter of record. There's no way I can go out potentially and let these feds be able to write my story. Not like they do with everybody else and do their cover-ups. So... I was promised documents in the mail, you know, like, it's supposed to be like a 10-day period. Here has been a month, and, yeah, and as I always do, I record my phone calls to these criminals. But I go to use my screen recorder today on my Linux system. All four programs that I use, well, I only use one really, but I made sure that all four of them work as I downloaded them and installed this operating system. Neither one would work for me today. It would not record a damn thing. You know, I use it to record calls and things like that for evidence, either that or material for the show. None of that stuff would work today. So I switched over to thumb drive that I've got Windows 10 on. So I'll pop that in, boot up Windows 10, and my usual, that's actually the usual drive that I use to do the show. Skype on there. Skype tried to reinstall itself, which I had that blocked. I stopped it, and then Skype never worked again. So I said, okay. So I literally had to do the old school thing and just get prop up phone and put a webcam in front of it and record my conversation. It's crazy. People ask me, why don't you just get the audio recording? Well, if I just do the audio recording and no visual screen, the calls will drop nonstop. Will drop every few minutes, or if I wait an hour to get to the customer service, some sort of representative, I'll talk to them for a few minutes and the call will drop. It's just every time. So I need to record myself literally not with the mouse not hovering over the end button, the end call button, as proof that I'm not the one disconnecting the call. So I literally have to go to this level of this extent of evidence collection just to be able to get the evidence that I need. Because I document everything. If I get to call these feds, it's recorded. The call's recorded. I've been lied to left and right, up and down. You know, for something that started off in, I want to say, June of last year. You know, this is actually a 9-week process. It's still going on. So this is over a year of tug of war dealing with these criminals trying to get money that's owed to me. The process has become, I've hired a private company agency to help me along with this. Accounts and have disappeared, and you know, if it weren't for my emails and my actual accountant having gotten my information before, you know, I would have been a mystery, a nobody in the system, and having to make new accounts because they disappeared before, but once I get a hold of him, oh, they reappear again. So there's an awful lot of targeting. And once again, if you're new to this concept, new to the show, when you're a targeted individual, the number one thing the government does when they target you is to isolate you. Not just from people, but your resources. Resources are number one. And then they isolate you from people. They isolate you from technology where you can't even use it if you're not, you know, a tech head. You can fix your own problems. You'll spend tons of money trying to fix your computers if they hadn't got your money already. It's the vicious cycle. So, again, I've had to learn how to document the hacking done to myself, and I've had to learn to basically be a tech support guy. I can guard my own systems now to a certain degree. Windows, yeah, I'll kick your butt. With the Linux, I'm not that knowledgeable, but I like using Linux because it's so lightweight. It uses less resources on computers. Your computers last longer. So, but anyhow, that's a little bit of an update with myself there. It's just a little. It's, you know, most people would have just gone crazy from frustration. I myself, I'm patient. Some would say I have the patience of a king, you know, kingly virtue, that sort of thing. I got nowhere to go. I got nothing to do. I got all the patience in the world. I will collect evidence. I'll record every facet of their psyop for as long as I need to. I'm to the point where I can write an encyclopedia for targeted individuals. I'm to that point, and I think I'm going to. I might have someone help me come up with the guide to targeting. I'm not that much of a writer, but boy, is all the knowledge here. So I jump into all these situations where I have to deal with the government because, this has to be known to the public. This really does have to be known to the public, and it has to be something that's recognizable so that we can keep start catching these feds on their crap. When you start catching them, when you start reprimanding them, or removing them, I'm down for the second option. I don't know about you guys. I'd just rather remove them. And they're so secretive, even amongst each other. You know, at this Fed I was talking to the other night, you know, snickering at me, but I'm snickering at him. I am as far above in covert knowledge as he is above your average citizen. So, it's like, okay, yeah. You think you know something, but you don't. Call me Mr. Conspiracy. Or, I don't know if it's just a facade, just because, you know, whatever, they have to keep the clandestine, you know, admit to nothing attitude. Even when they're caught dead-handed, even when they're caught red-handed, excuse me, dead-handed, wishful thinking. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to rant. I could rant for the next few hours here, but I would actually rather get to what's grinding my co-host's gears, because I know his computer is filled with tabs, and I know I got him on the computer, so I might as well go through everything with him and see if he can bedazzle us, see if he can surprise us. So, well, what do you got in store for us, brother?
Well, I got something that's pretty breaking, but I wanted to cover this too first. I actually, you know, I heard about what was going on in Australia, and I saw police officers talking about it, and I even saw a couple news broadcasts, but I didn't really thoroughly check what was going on because I was so upset. Like, I was smacking things around because of what Joe Biden had already did. I was just like, you know, I don't want to look there. So I checked, and I'm reading an article out of The Hill. If you guys want to, this is from September 13th, so yesterday, from The Hill. This is a mainstream rag here. Australia's COVID overreaction could come to U.S. So first of all, even The Hill is calling it an overreaction. And then they're saying right in the headline, could come to the U.S. Resistance to COVID-19 countermeasures has reached a fever pitch. Tractor-trailer drivers on strike, large-scale protests in the streets, civil disobedience on a massive scale. The government's reaction is one of Orwellian overreach and efficiency. This current this is the current situation in Australia, but soon could be happening in the United States. They're saying Orwellian. This is the Hill. This is, listen to this. Australia's isolation as an island and a strict border control meant that the nation of 25 million has suffered only 1,036 coronavirus deaths and 60,000 cases of virus. Closer to home, New York State, with 20 million people, suffered 54,000 deaths and 2.3 million cases. But no matter how relatively slight the cases in Australia have been, we're even less threatening with the large-scale vaccination campaign as partially or fully inoculated nearly two-thirds of its over 16 population. The reaction from the nation's federal and state governments has been draconian. American sensibilities leave us sensitive to government lockdowns and mandates. However, Australian politicians and bureaucrats have gone well beyond measures that would even make a pencil pusher in D.C., Sacramento, or Albany blush. The New York Times, can't believe I'm saying this, shout out to the New York Times, described the restrictions there as, quote, an all-out war. The New York Times is saying this, and the headline is saying it's coming here. That is showing little sign of letting up. Australians in multiple states have been physically blocked from leaving their homes and advised not to talk to others. Travel to and from the country is nearly banned. Citizens must prove, quote, a compelling reason under, quote, exceptional circumstances. The nation's Supreme Court struck down a challenge to the restrictions, stating that the, quote, harsh measures, in its words, quote, may also be accepted that they may intrude upon individual rights. So governments that were created with the consent of the governed to establish our rights are saying, yeah, we're going to do whatever the hell we want, and they may intrude upon your rights. I mean, it goes on, but I want to at least read part of this. Yeah, I gotta read this paragraph here. Australia has implemented technological terror to keep citizens in line. States have their own restrictions, including bans on interstate travel. People returning home from neighboring states to South Australia are under strict quarantine with an electronic. What does that say? Perfidy. I don't know what the heck that is. In a pilot program approved in August, the returners must download a special government app, show that they have a place to isolate, and then prove their vaccination. The app utilizes geo-tracking, keep tabs on the individual, and facial recognition software. At random, the app will alert its users that within 15 feet, they must send a photo of themselves in their quarantine location. If they do not, the police will come by. I'm not done with this article. Holy smokes. Cheese and crackers. This is real. This is really going on. I've even heard from one report, which I can't confirm or deny. I'll look it up during the next break. I know we're going to break in a minute or so, but I heard you have to register your sexual partner with the government. Now, nothing is more sexy or romantic to me than the government. Hello.
Okay, did we lose you? Okay, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm here. I just didn't know what to say. I just don't know what to say anymore. Like, you guys have seen me kind of getting cut short. I used to rant and rave. But I'm just thinking, like, I just don't even know, man. I don't even know what to say anymore, Doug.
Well, okay. First of all, we can skip this break, actually. But I want to say, first of all, to have this kind of response. Now, I don't know if anybody, I mean, I stopped watching TV when I was like 12. But, you know, and sort of moved on to other things in life. especially since I was grounded a lot. Like I said, I ended up being a person who would read a lot. But, I was much of a movie buff before then, and something you saw, this movie sticks out in my head, Outbreak. Now, people died, people had visible symptoms in the movie, visible symptoms. People, you know, there's just bodies laying everywhere. real quarantines happened. You had a military response. You had, you know, it looked, at every step of the way, it looked probable. It looked realistic. It looked very realistic. And it looked necessary. For our current situation, it does not look probable. It does not look realistic. And it most definitely does not look necessary. For us who have been going through this and paying attention, listen, when they say these hospitals are overflowing, there's been nobody in these hospitals. People with regular appointments, and I know I'm one of these people that have had appointments, waiting for an appointment for like half a year with some other medical stuff, and I can't even go to that appointment because, oh, this pandemic. And again, I'm right next door to a huge double building clinic. Nobody was there. Doors were locked. No service. Front gate even locked. You didn't see anybody out in the streets with their faces messed up and coughing up fluid on things. You didn't see bodies out in the streets, all over the ground, dead. You don't see these workers in hazmat suits torching pits of diseased bodies. Okay? If there was anything to be concerned about, it would be visible to the eye. We wouldn't need any kind of media to tell us what's going on, whether telling us truth or telling us a lie. We wouldn't need it. We'd see it. Okay? So, that tells me, it's, you know, it's one side after another. Oh, well, so there's this tiny little outbreak that happened in some other country. You know, where we had big mouth Bill Gates talking about, yeah, we're going to need a vaccine to control the population and reduce you guys to about 15%. You know, does his presentation right before the pandemic, and then, oh, happens to have a vaccine for it at the same time.
So we have total number of carbon dioxide. We have the human population. And if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can see that number reduce to about 5 billion.
Hold on. So you have the people not only not believing the lies because of all the falsifications of the death certificates, okay? Falsifications. We got we got people being pressured through social etiquette means and social practicing. Oh, you guys, you know, do it this way, do it that way. You gotta stay clean this way and quarantine yourself. No, listen, if any of the stuff was real, there would have been an isolation. If it was actually as deadly as they say it is, and not just you get sick like the common flu, if it was actually as deadly as they report, there would have been an isolation and a nuke. Okay.
If it had been that bad, you wouldn't have had to tell people to shut down. They would have shut down voluntarily.
People would see it for themselves and be scared.
I'm not getting sick.
Right. Right. So, what's going on in Australia? It's just, you know, you got the New World Order. Okay, look, we're smarter than they thought that we would be at this point. We're a lot smarter. They spent years and years trying to dumb us down, but they can't wait. Australia is like, you know, the fat girl loser,
disgusting dirty hoe.
You can't wait to get your nut off. You know, all these other girls are telling you off, so you go and rape the fat girl. I hate to put it like this, but that's what it's like. Loser jock that's you know, thinking he can power himself into other people's lives or thinks he's so smooth that the girls should be hanging on him, but they're not. And yeah, he ends up getting drunk. He's drunk with power and goes and rapes the fat girl, the fat ugly girl.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's what we're seeing with Australia.
I want to give kudos to the people that are speaking out in Australia. But, I mean, if we're not putting any resistance up here, they're not putting enough out there, man. And that's the most, I hate to be selfish about this, not only even just that, but I'm going to be straight up selfish with you guys. Because this is like it says in the headline, it could be coming to the U.S. I mean, we're already in the worst state we've ever been in, ever, as a country. And are they going to pull this in the U.S., dog? I would have told you before, they've already crossed my line in the sand. So who knows, man? But if they start locking people in their houses and they have an app that you, the government... If you don't take a selfie every 15 minutes, the freaking cops are gonna show up, dog. I don't know. I forgot to Google if they have to register your sex partner.
Surveillance yourself. Surveillance. Then that's the other part about it too. It's surveillance yourself. They're so lazy about it. You know, they've been selling us their crap. You know, as Americans, they've been selling us, trying to persuade us, selling us their garbage. Oh, buy these phones with these cameras on it. put your email and register everything in your email. You know, slowly, more and more, it's like they're selling it to us. And, you know, my war with the NSA here, it's ridiculous of how much they want a remote control society. They put all this effort into the technology. They got these drones that hover above your house. Okay, and literally look, seeing through your walls, using Wi-Fi, seeing everybody that's everywhere. But they want you to actively put yourself in front of the camera and feed yourself to them. Now, we have been dumb as a society with TikTok and things like that, doing that, especially all those people who don't have an important message for all these dumb people. You know, the conditioning. Now it's, you can make a dumb video and put it out there on the web, but you don't want to give us pictures to make sure that you're okay, quote unquote. You know, and so people... we need to not comply with anything. Any regulations that they put out there, it must be rebelled against. Any of it. Okay?
We will not comply.
We will not comply. Yes. Guys, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, where you're getting the real news. You're getting the real news. We're talking about real events. You're getting real, real analytical thought here. You're getting the real perspective here. If you got questions, you're not wondering what to think, you know, I can commend you for at least trying, but if you don't know what to think, follow our lead here. I don't know what... I most definitely gets mind control, but it's nothing wrong with following a good train of thought, especially one that is out for self-preservation. Okay? We need self-preservation right now, and I know if there were a real pandemic, you know, again, stuff would be looking a lot like that movie.
Bring out your dead!
Yeah, it would, you know, but it's not. This is New World Order takeover. And like I explained last night, you know, they're going to do it behind the guise of something. They're not going to do it like the Chinese Communist Party that just wants to put their tiny penis on the table. They're going to do it behind the guise of some incident, some boogeyman, something. And you're going to, oh, the government, trust the government, because these are the bad guys, trust the government, even though the government's behind it all. So,
looks like the government investigated the government, found out that the government wasn't guilty, but the government's still going to spy on you and take all of your rights and do the exact opposite of what we pay it to do. So,
well, was that an exhibit? It was
$10 billion to investigate, so.
Will, was that an exhibit meme?
An exhibit meme? Yo, dog. Yeah, that's literally, yeah, that's, yeah. It took me a second to register. Yeah, that's literally a yo, dog exhibit meme right there. Geez, dude, this is the real deal stuff that we're dealing with here. And 2021, and I think that's what got me so blackpilled. And I'll tell you, I think it's what got me so blackpilled is because I always thought that we were doing good and we had, you know, time on our side, like comparatively. But this came down so quick and thunderous that we've been left reeling, and they're just like, it's like we've been playing three quarters of basketball for a very long time against the New World Order, and the first two quarters, they were kind of whooping our ass. We didn't even know we were in the game. The third quarter was nice and competitive. We caught the game up. And then the fourth quarter comes out, and they just start alley-ooping, dunking on us. And that's the way I feel right now. And it's like, geez, the clock is not in our favor right now. And before, I would say that we have time. But, Theo, what's your take on all this? Because I know we got caught off there by the break.
Kind of disappointed that the leaders who kind of started off this sort of movement woke me up, opened my eyes, kind of been found wanting, if for lack of a better word, lately. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if, you know, this big, you know, 20-year happy birthday New World Order, and not a peep from anybody. Really? I mean, yeah, there was the usual stuff, but not much. I mean, did YouTube, did Google censor? I mean, I'm going to apologize now because I've been getting kicked off channels for talking about things that I'm not supposed to talk about because people are afraid of being censored or blocked or getting their channels deleted or, you know, this is the end of the world, right? Australia, we've lost it. The people over there are suffering right now. And they have no idea. They're all delusioned. China is completely taken over covertly. You know, England is about to fall. And the last place that stands in their way is the United States. And if that falls, Mad Max, you know, do you remember that film?
Well, yeah, and that is the sentiment of the New World Order. the elders of Zion, yeah, they want the United States to crumble because that is the only thing standing in their way.
And we'd love over here in the States, Theo, to help out, but you caught us at a bad time, NFL. And I'm getting serious. All I saw on my feed was this weekend wasn't about 9/11. Even from people that know it was the 20th anniversary, they were just so excited because the NFL is back. Woo, the Raiders versus the Ravens. And they were so excited. And not even a mention. You think it would even be water cooler talk about the vaccinations and the social distancing. You think a lot of football fans would be kind of a little masculine. But no, it just goes to show that, first of all, they're not. And then second of all, they'll just do whatever. I could be wrong about this because I think sports are stupid. But the Patriots, whatever, everybody loves the Patriots out here. They opened up to full capacity, but you have to be vaccinated. I know there's a lot of places that you can only be vaccinated, man. And I don't even know how they still have this product, let alone going strong. So Theo's right, man. It's the literal end of the world. And forget Mad Max. You're gonna see people in Australia, if they keep this up, and I do not condone this whatsoever, but you start locking people down and tracking them to the... I mean, we're already underneath it. You start locking them to what they're doing in Australia, you're going to be pushing people to another level.
You're going to be war.
And a lot of that will get taken out on wives, husbands, children, and then they're going to be crazy lunatics that will just go and shoot people up randomly. And that's not the response we need. We need to come together non-violently to combat this with mass non-compliance. They want us to be violent, and then they're gonna try to lock us down, and then they'll try to make us be violent, blame it on QAnon, and then they'll triple lock us down.
Go ahead, Theo.
Why on earth did Biden give the Taliban $10 billion?
Yeah, I put this in the chat here.
Why couldn't he just buy back the weapons with that money instead, you know, that they left behind? Or come up with a better idea than just give them $10 billion. Yeah, here you go. And have some weapons as well.
Because we need terrorists. We need a boogeyman. The fact that they made this transaction public is ludicrous. It's, you know... They tried to hide.
Brothers and sisters are going to be fighting their wars over there, getting killed.
But at least they tried to hide the fact that they stole trillions of dollars out of Treasury. The government did. When 9/11 happened, you know, the public didn't rise up. They didn't do anything. Oh, well, let's just go buy some terrorist groups and pit them against the United States. Then this is a board game to them. This is a game of Stratego.
They did it again with the crash. And then they did it again and again and again. And how many times are they going to do it to us? How many millions of people are they going to murder and we're just going to sit here and just click like?
Right.
Dislike. Oh, I don't like that one. I'm angry. Ooh, angry face.
Right.
I'm angry.
Yeah, that's the only war, you know.
But tomorrow when the social security scores come out, and you get penalized for not liking something you should have liked, you know?
Yeah.
You get punished for it. You know, you won't be able to get on a bus. You don't get on a bus, you can't go to work. You don't go to work, get like, you know, you get more fines deducted. You can't work.
Social.
You can't pay your food,
war.
Pay your rent.
Yeah.
It's already happening in China.
But thing, I want to go back, take a step back here and address the sports thing. The sports and entertainment in general is the only buffer that we have. They're using it to try to indoctrinate us, but at the same time, it's actually buying the rest of us time, because if all the athletes said, no, we're not participating in any sports, if all the actors say, no, we're not making any news, if all... You know, if everybody in the entertainment media said, no, we're not going to work, then you've got a public that is going to be trying to soaking up information as entertainment, at least to fill up their time, and then you're going to have real totalitarian control over information, and then the shutting of people up, you know, kick doors, arrests, Guantanamo Bay kind of stuff. So, we do have that entertainment thing that is that drives the world. That's the buffer. For that to go down will accelerate the New World Order, because they're going to panic if they don't have that. So, we need to use the time, you know, where we have all these dummies who just want to wake up and watch football. We need to use that time.
I just got a brilliant idea.
Okay.
We all need to have children and breed them as either entertainers or NFL stars. And only activate them as a Manchurian candidate once they've attained a level of success that cannot be denied. And then at that point, they just talk about Building 7 or whatever, you know? And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do this covertly. Like, shout-outs, honestly, like, shout-outs to Lupe Fiasco, because Lupe Fiasco got famous, and he kind of, at the beginning, kind of sprinkled it in there, kind of like in metaphors and stuff, and then he came out, right, said, I really think the war on terror is a bunch of bull-ish. 9/11, Building 7, did they really pull it? And he starts talking about American terrorists and all this other stuff. So, and then he had a pretty decent career. He's still rocking, but that's how some of these artists need to do it sometimes too. You got to be strategic at this point. Before all this stuff started happening, I would say, hey, you know what I'm saying, just keep it real, don't sell out. But at this point, they're getting together, they're meeting, they're planning strategies. They got the grand chessboard, as the big new Brzezinski would say, from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. Also, guess who was a member? Oh yeah, good old Jeffrey Egg Salad. So they're plotting, they're scheming. It's time to plot and scheme on these fools.
I've got a better idea. You know those, in Afghanistan, they've got a problem with their government, right? They need a new government. So I think we should send them our government, our ministers, our public servants over there, our brightest and our best. I mean, they're so clever, these guys are. We should send them all over there to Afghanistan and let them help them, you know, hands on, roll their sleeves up. Go over there.
I know. How can we sit back and rest on our laurels?
We could send Bill Gates over there as well, and he can help them with their health needs, and, you know.
He can be the minister of vaccination over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll fix them up, no problem.
You know what? People are saying, hey, where do we go? I'm thinking we need to go to Afghanistan.
Literally, Afghanistan is freer than the United States right now in certain aspects. In many aspects, not necessarily if you're a woman, but not all areas. They're still you know, it's not all. I mean, this is crazy.
when in 20 years, yeah. I don't think they want any of us over there.
Yeah, no.
Got that message.
Hey guys, we're back.
I got it.
Back to the Future. At the end of Back to the Future Part 1, and Marty just comes right back after he sent him back to the future. Hey guys, we're back. They're going to be like, oh, man. Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. You know, I'm not a fan of Michael Moore whatsoever, and there's many, many things I disagree with him on and hate him for. But I will give him a rather large pat on the back because he's a rather large person. And also because he deserves it for this. Forget which one of his films, but he was going up to Democrats and Republicans alike saying, hey, oh, you voted for the Iraq War? Great. Oh, thank you so much. It looks like your son or daughter is of military age. Would you like to sign them up right now? I have the paperwork. They're like, oh, yeah, of course I support the war. I support your war. Oh, great. So your son or daughter is 18, 19. Here, can you sign them up right here? Boom. Everyone was like, nope, they ain't doing that, dogs. Yeah, Theo, that's probably you've had many, but that's probably the best idea because...
Yeah, Biden. Biden, he'd be the best one over there. Send him over there. I mean, you see, in Taliban... them lot over there, they don't mind, you know, they marry little girls, like 10-year-olds and stuff like that. Biden fit right in over there. It's been no problem. They'll stroke his hairs.
All right. Well, you know, my thing is, how fast would our politicians be beheaded over there? That's why I want to send them.
I want to see them on YouTube.
CV, when we have a nice little joke like that, and we don't even to say anything.
Violent. I know. I just
come out and say it. And, you know, I was enjoying that. See, I don't wish any harm upon them. But, I mean, if a whole bunch of Taliban just decided to say, hey, Bill Gates, we want you to be the vaccine, not even just the minister, but you get to go door to door throughout Afghanistan. I mean, he should, right? He cares about...
Our politicians are in a real need of a real tight haircut. You know, a little bit below zero, if that exists. Okay, is that better?
No, I think they need a haircut like Natalie Portman in V for Vendetta. So they can have a rude awakening and wake up and help nonviolently change this stuff. Because that's the thing, man. And AOC sitting there, tax the rich. Bitch, you're rich. Go to freaking Afghanistan. You are rich. Like, people are talking about how bad it is in the United States. Let's work where it's really bad. Let's go to Afghanistan. They don't even have a government. That's like the worst thing ever, right? A place without an official government. AOC, get your ass over to Afghanistan. Bill Gates, get over there. Donald Trump, they need Operation Warp Speed here. Thank you for your service, Donald, for giving us Operation Warp Speed. Now, we're not the only country, though, and it would be selfish for America to have it. That would be supremacist. So we need to, Trump and Dr. Fauci need to go warp speed to Afghanistan.
Quickly as possible.
They need to get warp speed. They need to warp speed right now. Oh my gosh. Holy smoke.
Yeah, use a gimbal and a selfie stick as well at the same time. We want to see it.
Yes. We need live streaming. We need Anderson Cooper out there with the burqa on to report it live.
Not just in front of a green screen. Damn it.
Can I just say something that's been playing on my mind today?
Yeah.
What happens with these refugees that are coming over from Afghanistan? I mean, a lot of these kids, as I understand it, you know, are married to children. When they come over into this country, at least, they will become pedophiles. I mean, what happens with that? I mean, does anyone
No. The marriage licenses are honored. Anywhere you go, it's legal, legit marriage license. I mean, in the United States, I believe in Alabama, you can get as married as young as 14 with parental consent. I think even
there
younger.
Are some states still out that there is some crazy age marriages going on, and yeah, so that is still a thing. And
50,000 refugees in America, you could kind of squeeze them into a little state or something. But in little old England, 50,000 refugees. Well, I don't know how many of them are married to children, but you know, it's not sitting right with me. It's something that I can't.
You'll be able to rest easy, Theo, because whenever we get pedophiles, we don't even have to worry about even putting them witness relocation. Or, you know, potentially breaking them up. They just go right into the federal government. A lot of them in the NSA, a whole crap ton of them go into the CIA and the FBI. So don't worry. Rest assured, the government will have a place for those displaced pedophiles. And hopefully there's no hebephobes or pedophobes out there, because that would be shameful. And then hopefully the CIA will include them in their new diversity outreach programs.
Well, I know something that has been, you know, on the heart of little woman here. She keeps showing me these stories because there's some refugees here who they're starving and whatnot, and like they're going out in the forest. A lot of people have died from picking the mushrooms here and eating them. These Afghanis.
Is that the last part again?
These Afghanis, the refugees that are here in Poland, starving to death, going out into the forest, picking mushrooms and eating them, dying.
So now the government's not taking care of the refugees?
No.
I mean, honestly, people complain about refugees. And the right wing's actually complaining about these Afghani refugees, which is funny because they were the same ones who turned a blind eye during Trump and who said nothing during Obama and also supported those wars during Bush. And now they're mad because their people got into an illegal and unconstitutional war, and then the U.S. totally effed things up there, and now they're mad about the refugees. Well, maybe don't create the refugees in the first place. Maybe don't destroy a country from war and then pull out like an idiot. And usually, guys, I say never pull out, right? But this is one situation where you do want to pull out. But But you want to do it right. If you're going to pull out, there's reasons to pull out, right? You're not just pulling out for no reason. So you got to be strategic about how you pull out, right, guys? I mean, you don't want to go ahead and...
Timing is everything.
Timing is key, right? And Joe Biden...
Should have been there in the first place. Pulling out was going to be messy anyway, whichever
way. Exactly. You never go there. That's exactly right. You never go there in the first place, man. And I don't want to make an analogy or metaphor for that. So you guys just figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to just shout out if by chance any Polish people listen to the show and any refugees get wind of this show, do not go out into the forest and eat mushrooms. Do not let these people go out and eat mushrooms. Now, there's a name for this place. Kraina Gruszbal. Okay? Means land of mushrooms. Okay, this is where the Smurfs are supposed to be. This is where, you know, King David, you know, little gnome people, Nickelodeon cartoons. This the gnomes. Gnomes and mushrooms. When you see all that in folklore and science or fantasy fiction media, Poland. This is that area. Okay? Mushrooms. We see mushrooms everywhere. Okay? This is not the place you want to pick up mushrooms and eat them. Okay? That's just a little public service announcement out there.
Guys, I know we're about to go to the top of the hour break, but I never cry about celebrities or anything like that die, but I'm just reading this and I am a little saddened. Norm Macdonald dies. Influential.
No!
An SNL weekend update anchor was 61. Only 61. Let's see if he died. Let's see how he died. I'm scanning through the article.
Double backstory.
And he's not saying it's. And the reason I'm curious about this is because I've watched a couple of things of his things lately. And according to my brother, he's been somebody that hasn't gone along with the politically correct agenda. And he never has. And he's one of the few popular comics that was still out and he wasn't conforming. And he's only 61 years old and he passes away. It doesn't even say, in this article, it doesn't even say how he passed or anything. Okay.
Let's try to find some information on that during the break. I got a lot to say
right now because this is.
I got a lot to say coming back because Norm Macdonald is one of my favorite comedians.
Mine too.
Top five. We'll be back. Disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. End of broadcast.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.